The Lord be with you.
And with
you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Mark. Again, Jesus left the district of Tyre and went by way of Sidon to the Sea of Galilee into the district of the Decapolis. And people brought to him a deaf man who had a speech impediment and begged him to lay his hands on him. He took him off by himself away from the crowd. He put his finger into the man's ears and spitting touched his tongue. Then he looked up to heaven and groaned and said to him, "Ephphatha," that is, "be opened." And immediately the man's ears were opened, his speech impediment was removed, and he spoke plainly. He ordered them not to tell anyone, but the more he ordered them not to, the more they proclaimed him. They were exceedingly astonished, and they said, "He has done all things well. He makes the deaf hear and the mute speak." The Gospel of the Lord. Dear brothers and sisters, good evening to you all. How are you today?
Good.
A certain married couple had many sharp disagreements. Yet, somehow the wife always stayed calm and collected. One day, her husband commented on his wife's restraint. "When I get mad at you," he said, "you never fight back. How do you control your anger?" The wife said, "I work it off by cleaning the toilet." The husband asked, "How does that help?" She said, "I use your toothbrush." Today's scripture readings offers us an invitation to open our ears to hear the word of God and to allow the Holy Spirit to loosen our tongues to praise and worship Him and to convey the good news of God's love and salvation to others. Throughout the Bible, we see how God is involved in His creation, especially in our lives. And we read in the book of Genesis the beautiful creation of human being. He breathed His own breath into the human body. And He created the man in His own image and in His own likeness. That is the beautiful, closest relationship of God to the human beings. And in the book of Revelation, we read that one day we will see God face to face. So most of all, we see this when God Himself become one of us in order to save us. So we see God has become Christ, and He has come closer to us. He lived among us. He taught us, and He died for our sins, and He rose again from the death, and He extended His hand so that we all may rise again with Him. This is all part of God's plan for us, a plan that will be fulfilled with the second coming of Christ. So, whatever it may be, God always likes to be closer to us. Every time. That is the work of God. Being closer to His creation. Because He loved His creation, especially the human being. So let us remember that God is always closer to us. He has no any other business, you know. He has no any other business. He is not running any shops or any companies or any other stuff. He is for us and He is always closer to us. In today's gospel reading, we heard how God was closer to us. In today's gospel reading, we heard that Jesus was in the Gentile area of Tyre and Sidon and moved on to the area of the Decapolis, a non-Jewish area. No Jewish people there. Only the Gentile people were existing in that Decapolis. There, a man is brought for Jesus to heal. He was deaf. That is, he could not hear and had an impediment in his speech. That is, he could not speak properly. That is his sickness. The man may not know who Jesus was or that he was in that area. He did not seek healing or change. He did not expect to be touched by Jesus. Like most of us, he was very comfortable with his existing situation. But God came to visit him. God came to visit him. He is not aware that Jesus is around him. But God came to visit him. This is the beautiful and wonderful situation in the life of that man. In the same way, God will be always visiting us. So in this miracle, there is a lot of difference, you know. It is not miracle like other miracles that Jesus performed. This is completely different. In this miracle, he did not cure that man in front of the people. He took that man away from the crowd. It is because Jesus knew the situation of that man. And the healing process Jesus uses is almost like a ritual. This is something different we too don't like. What Jesus did, Jesus put his finger in the man's ear. Do you like to do that? No, we don't like. No, we don't like. I don't like. And he keeps his spittle on his tongue. Do we love? No, we don't like. So this is completely different. Because people believed that there is force, the power in our hands. You may not realize, some of us have the power of healing. The God's power comes from our hands for the healing. That's why when we shake people, hey, how are you? Good morning. We exchange the graces which we have. And the saliva. Saliva has the power of healing. Even now. Not particular saliva. Everyone's saliva has the power of healing. Most of the children in India, when they get hurt, immediately they put the saliva. Saliva is the best medicine. That's why people knew what Jesus is going to do. And Jesus took their own ideas from their life and he heals that man. Immediately the man was healed. He could hear and speak perfectly. The people around were astonished. See what the people did? They cried out almost in song, like, he has done all things well. He makes the deaf hear and the dumb speak. So they praised God, the ordinary people, by seeing this beautiful and wonderful miracle. They praised God. They thanked God for Jesus, for sending Jesus among them. And they were echoing the lovely words from Isaiah in the first reading. Then the eyes of the blind shall be opened, the ears of the deaf unsealed, the lame shall leap like a deer, the tongues of the dumb sing for joy. The future promised by the prophet has now arrived. The glorious joy. The glorious joy among the people. So the joy made people to praise God. How wonderful. The situation is really wonderful. The story of the healing of the deaf mute person is our story too. So here we need to be very careful. So what the miracle teaches us? What? Yeah, Jesus performed the miracle for human beings. He performs all the miracles so that we all may learn something from the miracle. It is one way of teaching of Jesus. So, what this miracle is teaching for us? In the sacrament of baptism, our ears are open to hear the word of God, and our tongues are loosened to speak about Christ to others. The comparison that Jesus made at the time. So whenever you hear again this miracle, you need to compare yourself that you are an evangelist. If we are honest, many of us are not very good at their listening or speaking where God is concerned. Some have even stopped listening. Some have stopped even reading the Word of God. In catechism classes, they heard all about the seven sacraments, the 10 commandments of God, the 6 commandments of the church, the 7 deadly sins, and they feel there is nothing to learn. So, all the things that we need to learn is only this, what is taught in the catechism class. So people think, oh, we learned everything. That is where we fail to listen to Jesus. Many of the Christians live with the same handicap, deaf to hear the word of God. Just deaf to hear the word of God. To listen, we must be quiet. To receive, we must be ready. To listen, we must be quiet. To receive, we must be ready. To receive the word of God, we must switch off all the other sounds. All the other sounds must be put off if we want to listen to the word of God. That means, sounds means our life, the things that happens in our life. Every day, so many things will happen in our life. Cut down those things if you want to listen to the word of God. Block out all those ideas which are flowing around you. Stop and just listen to the word of God as Samuel asked God, "Speak, Lord, your servant is listening." So, God's graciousness was not only for the particular people or particular group of people, but for all humanity. To all the people, Jesus offers the richness of divine life. So, God offers to us the divine life in so many ways and in so many forms. And we need to keep ourselves open to Him. So He opens our ears so that we may hear His voice. He loosens our tongues so that we may proclaim His word. He heals our paralysis so that we may walk in His ways. Thus, we can stand firm against the many voices of materialism that surrounds us and not think of giving up our journey of faith. So today's gospel is a good reminder and lesson for us of how to look on God. How we look God. He comes in different forms in our life every day. And how we look God and how we receive God into our life. We need to examine the different forms of coming closer to us. So in our minds, hearts, and devotion, we sometimes place a great distance between us and God, while God comes closer to us. Most of the time, we close our gates of our life so that God may not enter into our life. Without our knowledge, we close gates for God. That's why we fail to receive God in our life. God desires to reach out His hand and touch us to heal us from all our infirmity, to comfort us during the time of sorrow, or forgive us when we sin against Him. He always stretches out His hands towards us in different forms, in different ways. When we turn our hearts and lives to God, we always receive far more than we expect. So, let us keep open our ears to hear the word of God and to allow the Holy Spirit to loosen our tongues to praise and worship Him, the God who loves to come closer in our lives. So this is the invitation of Jesus today. He is ready to enter into our life with grace-filled hands. as Jesus entered in today's gospel to that person. He never expected, but God was there to heal him. So God comes in so many ways. We need to be aware and we need to keep open our life to him.